So Tyrone annexed back-to-back McKenna Cup titles last weekend. The cup competition has been good to Tyrone, but it's a step up in class this week as Tyrone opened their Division 1 campaign in the Alliance National Football League. Mickey Hart's side travelled to Park Esser to face Down. A tough encounter as always, but reflecting on last week, the McKenna Cup was the perfect stepping stone.
Yeah, that was it. Five competitive games, and if you do your best in five games and win them all, then there's a cup at the end of it, and that's nice. And that's where we're at. That's that part of the season behind us, and we have to look ahead now to Division 1 encounter next week against Down, which is a whole new ball game. But we have to enjoy the moment and prepare next week for that game.
But there's no getting away from the fact it'll be a step up on Saturday night.
For sure it will, but you have to deal with the games that's in front of you, and you have to play to the best of your ability. We know that we're heading into a very tough division. I'd rather be going in as a winner than someone who can't win this competition. So, you know, that's where we're at. We'll keep our feet on the ground, and we'll keep playing the best we can, and try our best to pick up points to stay in Division 1 and get as near to the top half of the table as possible.
Division 1 will be difficult, but manager Hart has given several new players a chance to impress in the McKenna Cup, and that, he said, will stand them in good stead as life in Division 1 beckons.
Yeah, well, I suppose we haven't played a lot of Division 1 teams yet, so you have to be mindful of that. But, I mean, we've played competitive games here, and particularly tonight, that was a very competitive match, and those boys will do well to have that experience, and have the experience in a final, because finals are there to be won. You know, nobody goes into the final not wanting to win it. So there's a competitive edge there that wouldn't be even in round games or the semi-final. So, yes, they've experienced something that they wouldn't get in any amount of challenge games or any in-house games. So, yes, that's good. I hope they use that experience well.
Captain Stephen O'Neill is looking forward to the challenge of Division 1 again. It will be a step up, but it's one that all the Tyrone players are relishing.
It'll be a step up, and we know, like, any time you go to Newry to play Down, it's always a tough battle, and we expect nothing less than that next week.
There's mutual respect, though, from both camps. Benny Coulter says that Tyrone players have set a high benchmark.
Yeah, definitely. 2008 we beat them, you know, in the first round down there, and then they went on to win the Ireland, you know. We have so much respect for those guys because they've won so many of Ireland, and suppose they're in a bit of transition at the minute. But, you know, there's Alexis, Sean Kavanagh and Stevie O'Neill and Conor Gormley and those boys still there. So, you know, us as players have so much respect, and we just love to do what they've done. Like.
So respect there from the Down camp. But admit Sean Kavanagh, Division 1 is a step up in class, but last weekend was the perfect build-up to the new campaign.
We do treat this competition with the utmost respect, and Mickey obviously doesn't play a challenge game, so we put the importance into the McKenna Cup, and it goes to show from the results that we've had in the last number of years. But it's refreshing to see some of the new guys come in, and although the likes of, you know, Kyle Coney and Ronan O'Neill didn't maybe get as much game time as what they've liked in the McKenna Cup, I'm sure the likes of those guys will come into the thing now as well. And Mickey's going to have a selection headache because there was a number of guys there tonight again acquit themselves very well, the likes of Donny McBride's and Kevin Gallagher come into the game again. Ram McKenna's been excellent through the McKenna Cup. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to sit down and finalise a team for next Saturday night, but certainly the options are good, and I'm sure the management team has a good headache.
The last couple of seasons have been difficult for Sean Kavanagh. He's hoping to get through 2013 injury-free.
Yeah, you know, it's vitally important, and, you know, the injuries I've had have been major injuries. I've probably been lucky enough in my career so far that I haven't managed to pick up too many niggles. Anytime I have been injured, they've been big things, so if I can stay clear of any big crazy injuries this year, I'll be happy enough. And to get five games in the McKenna Cup under my belt and five starts, you know, the body's feeling good, feeling a wee bit sore after a bit of a physical battle there tonight, but certainly I look forward to going to Newry next Saturday night, and you know, the line's drawn in the sand now. The McKenna Cup's gone. Cup number one of hopefully four is out of the road, and say that cup number two starts next Saturday night, and we'll be we'll be going out to hopefully to improve on our McKenna Cup performances and go into the National League Division One with our best foot forward.
And Sean believes that Tyrone do have the ability to come back into Division One and claim the title.
Well, you know, that's exactly what, you know, that's the objectives that we have, and I feel that we have the talent in that change room, and you know, the talent with a few other guys coming back now as well. So, you know, the squad is completely energised with guys, new guys all over the park, and you know, a few of the older guys. See Stevie there tonight was fantastic, and you know, the options that we have and that mix of youth and experience seems to be right. And you know, it would almost remind me of 2003, where everyone's fighting for positions. There is no packing order anymore. And you know, certainly I'm feeling optimistic going into the National League, and 5 wins out of five certainly backs up that statement.
Throw-in time on Saturday evening, 7 o'clock.